This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time is 7 after the hour on the Tuesday, February 19th edition of the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here happily. Victoria Keelan, we're blessed with her. Kara Schillen, where would we be without Kara trying to fix all of the things that don't work? Amongst other things, behind the scenes, the morning intrigue. All right, Jennifer, speaking of intrigue, how are we to be intrigued from your position at the moment?
Well, we should be intrigued by the attorneys general of 16 states, led by California, New York, and 14 other states, that on Monday filed a lawsuit in the Ninth Circuit against the White House's recent national emergency declaration over border security. They said President Trump has, quote, veered the country toward a constitutional crisis of his own making, end quote. Now, President Trump had predicted this lawsuit. In fact, in his speech where he declared the national emergency on Friday, he said that he would expect this to happen. And he said that they will go judge shopping in the Ninth Circuit, where typically you get a little more left-leaning judge, more liberal-leaning judge. The litigation is now in place, and it was brought before a federal trial court in the Northern District of California. They're looking for an injunction to prevent Trump from shifting billions of dollars from military construction to the border wall without getting explicit congressional approval. The suit also asked the court to declare Trump's actions illegal, arguing that the president showed a flagrant disregard of fundamental separation of powers principles ingrained in the United States Constitution. I actually think that this will probably, the courts will probably put an injunction in place. I think that they will probably...
The Ninth Circuit, certainly.
The Ninth Circuit, certainly. I think this will go up to the Supreme Court. And the question will be this. I think that there is, with anything with executive action, and this isn't the first time a president has done it, declarations have been declared all throughout history since the 70s when it was first a thing. And presidents have used executive power, like, for instance, Obama did with the Dreamers back in, I think, 2010, 11, something like that. So this is not unusual. It's not my favorite way of governing, certainly. I think that we should be able to get Congress to come to action. I think that's what we hire them for.
Hello, that's what they're there for, yeah.
Yeah, so I do take issue with this no matter who the president is. But I think where the sticking point will be this. A sitting president can use military money. First of all, he has money already at his disposal that he can use to start building the wall. But to dip into certain buckets of money in the military budget, the $8.8 billion that he's going to go after, some of that money he's going to have to justify because he's going to have to move it from one line item to another. That's Congress's job. There's only one piece of the law that will actually allow Trump to win this, and a court could rule in his favor if he's able to prove that the places where he's building a wall are thoroughfares for drug traffickers. If they're areas where cartels use these places to move drugs through, he can make the case that the military has the right to build these walls for our national security. So that will be the one place where the Trump administration can argue back.
And they can do that. They can prove it
at
certain places in the wall, but not the whole wall. So
that's why I think it's going to be interesting to see where he starts to build, because I think you'll see him going to these areas first. That's where they should go, by the way. I think we all agree that we don't need a border from tip to toe of the border, but in the places where there are lots of drug trafficking and cartel activity, that makes sense
to me. The question will be, Jennifer, whether it's kind of like fixing your spine. You have the fusing and it fixes the place where the bones are fused, but then it causes problems north and south up there in your back and your spine. So by putting up a wall in certain places, does that force the traffic to other places where there isn't a wall?
The walls are used to force traffic in different places. To ports of entry, certainly, would be the first place you want to push them. But these are, I think one of the things that we get all divided, and Trump supporters get all Trumpy, and Trump non-supporters get all
get weepy.
supporting, right? Right? You know, people go to their various corners. But if you listen to what the Border Patrol is asking for, the Border Patrol the Border Patrol is asking for wall in certain specific areas. I think if the administration sticks to that plan, they might be able to argue this. Not necessarily in the Ninth Court, where I think they'll lose, but as it goes up to the Supreme Court, they might be able to argue that they have legal, you know, that they have legal standing on this one.
Kind of interesting. The states, I was surprised Massachusetts wasn't in here. New York, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maine, Maryland, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, Oregon, Virginia, and Michigan are the ones that are in this lawsuit. Very interesting group. Okay, let's change our focus completely. May we do this, ladies? There's a new app that's been developed by Hectar Agritech, designed by SellMyLivestock.com, which is basically a dating service for cows. This service allows farmers to find breeding matches by looking at pictures of cows, and getting details of their age, where they live, what they've done with their lives. Okay, how many people listening now have mooing as they swipe their cards? All right, this is cow love to the nth degree. All right, if there is a match, the app will show a heart and the words "match found."
Oh, boy. And what's the point of the cow dating?
The icon of this app is a big udder. Cow's udder.
It's really gross. Yeah.
All right, so this is the company touts its product with all kinds of puns, such as it's seeking to unite sheepish farm animals with their soulmates and wants to help out in the meat market. It's one of the things.
Oh, boy.
Let's see here. By the way, this is on Apple. You can go to the Apple App Store and get this. For those of you who want to involve yourself in
rushing to get to the App Store.
Moo love.
Oh boy.
Farmers who swipe right get sent to the livestock buying website. Chance. This is like what is it? What's the one that begins with a T? You swipe
Tinder.
Right.
For Tinder.
Tinder.
Mm-hmm.
Tinder for cows. There it is. Tinder for cows. Profile descriptions range from nice, big, strong girls.
Oh, boy.
To quiet and well-grown young bull ready to work.
This is getting worse.
Oh, my God. This is hysterical. Get this on the farm show. We'll put this on the farm show, Victoria. And also, you can find out.
I know. Can we do an hour of this? Like,
No.
We're in 90 seconds, and I'm already, like, you know, ready to fall asleep. So, yeah.
Really? Oh, you have no sense of what young love is about when it comes to the animal kingdom. By the way, the app also shows, or the listing shows, whether you're organic or regular, what your pedigree is, whether you've had a TB shot, that sort of thing. All that information, ladies and gentlemen, put together by SellMyLivestock.com, and the app is a place where you can go to put your cows together. Lovely. Sweet. Isn't that nice? Very nice. Also, McDonald's dealing with a customer called police after an employee put onions on his Big Mac. Wasn't happy. He didn't order onions, so he called the police. And unfortunately for him, he got arrested for, a false call to 911 or whatever people get arrested
for. I think there should be a law that you can get arrested for wasting police time.
Yeah,
because there's so many people who are doing this stupid stuff. Remember last year we talked about the idiot who called the police on the kid who was walking his dog, and then there was another little boy who was mowing a lawn. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Great. All right, 16 past the hour. Here's something that's great. Speaking of great, I want to leave a lasting impression. The way to do it is to make sure your teeth are fabuloso. Are your teeth fabuloso? Jennifer's got great teeth. Kara's got great teeth. Look at, when you go to the DJV website, look at the pictures. There's a fabulous picture of all of us that are there. And it's nice to see that white teeth. The white teeth. It's when you go to the dating site, not for cows. Although, looking at this dating site for cows, the better looking cows have whiter teeth. So take it from cows. If you want to get along in life, whether it be dating or jobs or whatever it is, you got to have white teeth, right? How many people compare, if the advertising for Power Swabs is compared various hosts, I'll be the most unique because I'm guessing that no other host is going to compare Power Swabs, the results of Power Swabs, to teeth on a cow. But listen, I'm getting your attention.
I've never seen cow's teeth, but I don't imagine that they're very
white. No, they aren't. They could use Power Swabs, actually. They're yellow. And horses' teeth, even worse. Ever seen horses' teeth?
Yeah.
I'd like to see you power swabbing your cow. That would be pretty
good.
Yeah. You should do it. Do it for the show. Take a video.
This is a visual.
Viral in a second.
Power Swabs for human beings. Most advanced teeth whitening system in the world. Invest in yourself. Isn't that, that's a good idea, right? Make sure that you have the product that works all the time to whiten your teeth. This is the most advanced, and it's available, by the way, only the most advanced system in the country, matter of fact, the world. And you get it by calling 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Lifts, it doesn't take the enamel off. It lifts the stains off the enamel. And you'll find results after your first swab in 5 minutes. Look at your teeth, and they'll be much better. And keep doing it every 5, 6, 7 days for 10, 12 weeks. Wow, what a difference. And you're saving lots of dough because you're not going to get the dentist. He'd use the same stuff to do it professionally. Save yourself some dough. Let's make it right now. Offer not available online. Only available by calling 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code, and you'll get Power Swabs at half the retail price. Whiten up those teeth. 800-208-1797.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Last top of the line.
Staples is the place for the best PCs.
At great prices.
And this week at Staples, in honor of President's Day, the HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i7 processor is just $599.
You save $230 on this super slim, stylish PC powerhouse.
Get all the tech tools your business needs to stay a step ahead at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store.
Ends 2/23/19 while supplies last.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This portion of the DJV program brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the name to remember, and it's now, the good thing is it's available in stores everywhere. All right, so, Victoria, here's something that sounds like it might work. To get something out of the registers, you know how the, if you have dry heat, forced hot air heat, stuff comes up out of the register. Remember my old, this house that I live in now is forced steam. But the old one had a set of registers in every room. So if you want to clean...
You mean like a thermostat?
No. I'm talking about stuff in the register. The register is the thing that covers the hole in the floor where the heat comes up from the heat pipes.
Oh, like the vent?
Yeah. It's a vent register. We call them registers. As a kid growing up. Anyway,
I was thinking cash register. I was going to every register I could think of.
The vent. All right, here's how to clean the stuff out of the heat pipes or under the fridge or someplace. You add an empty paper towel roll to your vacuum cleaner. You bend it and stick it under the refrigerator or stick it down into the heat register so you can get into narrow openings. How do you like that for a worthwhile tip?
Don't they just make extensions that you can put on your vacuum?
Yeah, but they're not flexible. Places? Yeah, they're not as flexible. They're not. You can't get them down to the little nitty gritty. All right. Hmm. How about that? Got that from Money Pit. MoneyPit.com. 21 after the hour in the DJV show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Together again in a manner of speaking. Music time on the DJV show, 24 after the hour. Doug with Victoria and Kara and Paul McCartney leading musically off in this portion of the program. Little Stevie and his band, the Disciples of Soul, nearly done with their set at London's Roundhouse when Van Zandt told the crowd that a special guest was going to join them on stage. He said, "I got a friend of mine that wants to come out. We need to finish some unfinished business. Say hello to Sir Paul McCartney." The unfinished business was a complete performance of "I Saw Her Standing There," which the two tried to play together at a Bruce Springsteen and E Street Band gig in Hyde Park in 2012 before the town pulled the plug. Remember that? It was
past
the curfew. Yeah.
That was crazy. They just yanked the plug and that was it. They were in the middle of the song.
The locals were, man, well, they teed off. The performance, just one element of Van Zandt's new Soulfire Live box set, drawn from stops in 2017 on his comeback tour with the Disciples of Soul. Listen, to crank this up, Karen. That's fabulous. What fun, huh? Yeah, it's just lots of fun.
I just imagine how awesome it would be to be in the audience and then have someone say Paul McCartney's coming out. Like, that would be amazing. Yep.
So this release is available in both 7LP, and 2-disc Blu-ray editions. Among the highlights, Bruce Springsteen guest appearance on 10th Avenue Freeze Out and I Don't Want to Go Home. Peter Wolfe, who's the former lead singer of the Jay Giles Band, joined Van Zandt for Freeze Frame, and Richie Sambora came out for Can I Get a Witness. This is pretty good. This is a pretty good piece of music here. There's also a lunchtime set at the Cavern Club in Liverpool, where the group played a special set which had lots of Beatle cover tunes in it. He said, quite, "We decided to do a mini tribute to the Beatles and to do a lunchtime set at the Cavern the way they used to do it." That's what Stevie Van Zandt said. "Playing in the same venue where the Beatles started their careers was a childhood dream of mine that came true. This was a band that set me on course for a life of music, for my rock and roll religion. The Cavern is the first sacred site It was an honor to make that an epiphany to perform there. More info on that box set can be found at littlesteven.com, spelled with a V, littlesteven.com. Listen, Frank, this is all this fun stuff. Ah, I love this song. My God. All right, well, let's go back in the Root Department to John Leno and the Yoko Wedding album being reissued. John and John and John and John. John and Yoko are going to reissue. Yoko's going to reissue the wedding album. It was first out in 69, couple's third collaborative LP. Was announced earlier this week, Mark Yoko's 86th birthday. Unfinished Music number 3 Wedding Album, released on the 22nd of next month, 2 days after Yoko and John would have celebrated.
Yoko, you're blending all these names.
What did I say? Yoko
and
Yoko, oh no. Yeah. Anyway, the original package housed the commemoration of the couple's wedding from March 20th, 1969 in Gibraltar. Remember the pictures of that. And there are some pictures in this copy of their marriage certificate, drawings culled by Ono. See, what she doesn't get is she's not a Beatle, but she always kind of wanted to be. And I've always found her annoying as hell. But anyway, it'd be an interesting thing to see how this all comes out. How it's accepted, that's what I'm going to be interested in. How popular will this be? Did she sing on this with him? Is that what this is, Karen?
I don't know. I don't think she's on this track.
No. All right, so that's the John Lennon story, 28 after on the DJV show.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and we'll help cover your first month's payment. Offer available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first month's payment and certified pre-owned warranty.
Here's some good news for people with a bad back. But first, Purity Products has 3 important questions for you. Does occasional lower back pain slow you down? Would you like more joint flexibility and less everyday inflammation? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of the ultimate lower back relief formula. In a 2018 clinical study, people taking 2 capsules a day of the ultimate lower back relief formula experienced a dramatic reduction in lower back pain and greater joint flexibility, and nearly every single person got benefits. We're not kidding. It's everyday herbal pain relief in a capsule, and it's good for you. And now, it's free. Just pay shipping and call now for your free bottle. Your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. Dial now. 1-800-291-4180. That's 1-800-291-4180. Again, call now. 1-800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is now reportedly planning to step down next month. An announcement on his replacement could happen as soon as this week. Rosenstein's been overseeing the Robert Mueller investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. His reported departure comes after former FBI Director Andrew McCabe revealed a plan to remove President Trump using the 25th Amendment, saying Rosenstein was part of it.
The Deputy Attorney General offered to wear a wire into the White House.
Rosenstein has been denying that claim that McCabe made again in a lengthy interview with CBS's 60 Minutes. 16 states joining forces to sue the Trump administration over the declaration of a national emergency on the southern border. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra says the emergency declaration is an overreach of power. And this is USA Radio News.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a one-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches. Because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you talk, your neighbor will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. You can do
it if you try. The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hi, 34 at the hour here on the DJV program. Tuesday, the 19th of February. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen, Doug Steppen. Victoria, will you grace us with the presence of your intelligence, please?
Oh, sure. Hi. Would you like some trending news? Because I think we need to
start introducing it.
Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So two names are trending right now. The first is Karl Lagerfeld, and if you are not familiar with that name, you definitely have seen him. He was the iconic lead designer of the House of Chanel since the 60s. He also was the creative director of Fendi, the fashion brand in Italy. He has passed away at the age of 85. He died in Paris. He apparently had been not feeling well starting a few weeks ago, and they haven't said what he died from, but he never recovered. He was noticeably absent from the Chanel show at the end of January for Paris Fashion Week, and that got a lot of people kind of concerned. However, the people around him said that literally up until last night, he was still giving his team instructions on the new Fendi show, which will be appearing at Milan Fashion Week on Thursday. So talk about working right up until the end. And yep. He was in charge of 14 different collections, had an incredible and legendary career in the fashion world.
That's why he lived to be, 92, did you say?
How old was he? 85. 85. Yeah. So I think he smoked, so I'm guessing it's a lung issue. But, of course, you'll probably be seeing for the rest of the day lots of tributes to him on social media. The other name in the news right now is Harvey Weinstein. We haven't heard about him in a while, but he's back. And his trial in New York was supposed to actually start in May. Now it has been pushed back by a month, and so it will begin June 3rd.
What are you waiting for?
He scrapped all of his legal team. And so he has a new set of legal team. The weird thing is, though, they just recently, up until recently, they repped Rose McGowan, who was one of the first accusers of Harvey Weinstein. So apparently he had to sign some kind of agreement saying that there was no conflict
of interest. Lawyers are happy
there.
To take it wherever it comes from. Write the check.
Exactly. They're going from one side of this story to another. So now he has three new lawyers. And the lawyer he had before, this is never a good sign. He had a very high powered criminal defense attorney named Ben Braffman, and Ben took himself off the case. That's usually not a good sign. That's usually a sign of my client's really guilty. He's probably going to jail for a long time.
The Titanic, yes, does actually sink, folks.
Yep, the end of the movie. So now Weinstein faces up to life in prison on these charges that he forcibly performed oral sex on a production assistant in 2006, and that he also raped a woman in 2013 in a Manhattan hotel. So
guys like that deserve to be in jail.
Oh, yeah.
That's not white-collar crime. That's just crime.
Yep.
So put them away. Throw away the key. Next up, names in the news. Let's see. Here's the story of Jerry Westrum. Police in Minneapolis arresting him after DNA evidence that was found on a napkin that he tossed out at a hockey game linked him to the murder of a lady in 1993 who was 35 when she was killed. Isn't it interesting how this stuff comes back around? People have been investigating this thing, it would appear, for a long time. But I'm trying to figure out why they went after this piece of evidence in particular. According to the complaint, a tenant in the apartment building at the time of the murder called police after seeing water coming from the apartment. This woman was found dead in her shower. The water had been left running. And there were apparently some palm prints, footprints, and that sort of thing discovered at the scene. So who's ever heard of that? This is kind of a new twist on this. Footprints. Now, you know, the old thing about fingerprints, but now footprints can be.
Well, they can tell what kind of shoe you're wearing, what size it is, the tread, the make, the model, all that stuff.
So he was thought to have been a person of interest, a suspect, but nobody could get him. So somebody followed him to a hockey game and confiscated a napkin he used and tossed in the trash. And that's what they...
That's amazing.
They linked that to him.
I hope it sticks. I hope that it's admissible.
Well, if he's guilty, absolutely. Let's get the guy. It's no matter what. You got to get these guys. All right, so now the next item here is Miranda Lambert and her new husband, Brendan McLaughlin. A little more gossip on these two. I don't know if it was fact, fiction, whatever it is, but it's pretty intriguing. Miranda, the ladies have been speculating, has started drinking again.
Well, she never stopped. She's always been a big drinker.
Has she?
Yeah.
Well, she
makes no bones about it on social media. That's not a judgment. It's just that's how...
Did he marry her 2 days after he had a girlfriend?
He had a baby with some woman. He's a New York Police Department cop. He's been stationed outside of Good Morning America. That's where his post is. So when she and Pistol Annie's were performing in, I think it was November, allegedly that's where they met, and now they're married. So good luck to
How
that.
How romantic. Isn't that romantic? Very nice.
I don't know if he's going to be leaving his post on the NYPD. I'm not sure.
So what, to be her bodyguard for...
Well, she lives in Nashville, so... Right. That's Nashville to New York City is a long commute.
About an hour and 45 minutes on a plane. Here's the story that I found distressing. I always find probably four, maybe five stories a day I find distressing. This is a story of T.J. Cunningham, who was a former Colorado football player, got into an argument with one of his neighbors over a parking spot, and the neighbor shot him.
Oh, jeez.
What in the world is the matter with people? He died yesterday at the age of 46.
Wow.
And they've got his next-door neighbor on a first-degree murder charge. What is there about... How do you get that angry? You know, that sort of reminds me of that stupid story a couple of weeks ago. Remember the guy from Framingham who was in a fender bender with somebody on the Mass Turnpike? And
he gets
out of his car, and the guy drives off, and he jumps on the hood, and they go down the highway at 75 miles an hour. The guy's holding on. What makes you so nuts? Why are you so crazy?
Both of them were crazy, because who jumps on the hood of a moving car, and who's behind the wheel and floors it to try to kill someone by shaking them off your car? They're both crazy.
Yep. Coming up, some things, some tidbits from around the country, including what's going on in West Virginia. Will the teachers strike? Yet another teacher strike in the offing. We get to that after we take a moment or two to think about your rest last night. If you were up all night and you ache all over today, your lack of sound slumber is to blame. New research found that if you're not getting enough good rest, it's a double whammy, not only to your body, but to your brain. So you may ache, but you also have not done a service to your brain because of the cortex. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that needs to be rejuvenated every night when you're resting. And it's important that your neurological system get the attention it needs by getting at least 7 hours of rest every day. So if you're suffering the aches and pains, you don't even know that you're suffering in your brain. So let's make quick work of advising you to get onto the pillow plan, the My Pillow plan. And if you get on it, you'll save 50% using the DJV code when you go to MyPillow.com. Get these pillows. Get the mattress. Get the sheets. Get all of the supplies that you need to have a guaranteed fabulous night's rest every night. The most comfortable pillow, the wonderful sheets, these Giza sheets. What are you waiting for? Come on. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's DJV for the promo code at MyPillow.com. Get the 100% machine washable and dryable cotton sheets, pillowcases, pillows. Come on, stop losing sleep. Enjoy life with a good night's rest. MyPillow.com. Don't wait. Use the code DJV. Save at least 50%, if not more, on all the pillows and the things that you buy at MyPillow.com.
Ballard County School District in Kentucky is better preparing its students to pursue various career pathways thanks to a $25,000 America's Farmers Grow Rural Education Grant. The school upgraded the technology throughout its classrooms to enhance its health science curriculum. The Grow Rural Education Program, sponsored by the Monsanto Fund, a philanthropic arm of Bayer, allows farmers to help make a lasting impact on their public school districts. Farmers can nominate a school district to apply for $10,000 or $25,000 grants aimed at improving science, technology, engineering, and math curriculums. In 2019, Grow Rural Education will award more than $2.3 million to schools. Now through April 1st, farmers can make nominations by visiting www.americasfarmers.com. That's americasfarmers.com.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21
pounds on Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really works. And it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, DJ V-Time, 46 after the hour here on the Tuesday program. So this is pretty devastating. I've talked about this with you ladies and the audience for since September 11th, actually. Go back to that. Remember right after that, the Victim Compensation Fund was set up, and it originally had $7.3 billion in it. They have been paying out thousands, tens of thousands of claims, and there are currently about 20,000 pending claims, but they may not have enough money to pay them, because if you look at the awards that have been given so far for the $7.3 billion and divide them per person, if all of these 20,000 have legitimate claims, then they're not going to have enough money. There's only $2 billion left in the fund. So after it's taken this long to adjudicate all of these claims, because some people, as you can imagine, are going to claim damage and they don't deserve to get anything, but they want to stand in line.
And some false claims. There's just lots of, it's difficult to go through all that.
Right. Yeah, it really is. So anyway, they're continuing to do that. Teachers in West Virginia plan to go on strike. This is, teacher strike last year. And so they're at it again to go on strike. They had a walkout that really was the precursor, if you will, of a lot of other strikes. I don't think these people should be allowed to strike. I said that before. Was it last week it was L.A. or the week before they had a teacher strike?
Denver,
Denver
was
okay.
After L.A., yeah.
Yeah, right. Unions representing teachers and other school personnel announcing a new work stoppage at the State House because the state did not come through on what they promised to do last year. What a bunch of dummies. You make a deal. What are you teaching children about you and who you are? If you make a deal, then that's a deal. You make the deal, and you live by the deal. You don't change the deal. Ugh. Anyway, there's not a lot of happy people in West Virginia because of all of this stuff. The FAA is investigating Southwest because of baggage weight data irregularities. Apparently they're fudging the numbers, or that's what the FAA thinks anyway. They've been looking at this for a year. Documents indicating airline employees make quote-unquote mistakes that cause pilots to compute the wrong weight of the plane, and you got to have the right weight if you want to take off safely. And apparently this describes, according to the FAA anyway, a systematic and significant discrepancy, probably the best word for it, takeoff weights. Excess weight on an aircraft causes a variety of problems, including the need for a higher takeoff speed, reduced cruising speeds, decreased maneuverability, and higher stress imposed on the landing gear. Southwest said it already put in place controls and procedures to address weight and balance issues. What I don't understand is, in this circumstance, the plane carries the luggage, so no matter what it weighs, you're going to have the impact that they just suggested about landing gear and fuel and stuff.
Well, obviously, it ends up being a safety issue, too, because if they're traveling at max capacity with the weight and a pilot doesn't land it the right way or take off, then that's dangerous for the passengers.
That's where the most impact is. Is taking off and landing. You're right. 10 before the hour here on the DJV show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
From the Oscars, it's movie moments time here at 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Chucker is out today. He's going to get some hot whiskey and he'll feel better tomorrow. Meanwhile, more criticism aimed at the Oscars from George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Kerry Washington after the Academy because they weren't going to do the technical and craft awards and now they're backtracking on that. It seems the Oscars are a mess, and so the this whole business, changing your mind, nixing unpopular decisions, not having a host, come on. So what are we going to see on Sunday? It'll probably be fun to watch anyway. I look forward to seeing, I want to see the people talking to each other. I want to know who knows each other. Isn't that funny?
Well, that's usually the Golden Globes is better for that because they sit at tables and then they visit each other during commercial breaks.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. What do you have from the Oscars, Victoria?
I don't have Oscar news, but I do have some other movie news. Starting, so remember last year for Red Nose Day, which is Comic Relief USA's campaign to end child poverty? Well, last year they got the cast together from Love Actually and they made a little short film. So this year they're doing it again. This time the movie is Four Weddings and a Funeral. And that was the 1994 movie. It's a, I love this movie. It's so
it's
great.
It's a fabulous movie. Yeah.
1994, it was a big hit movie. It starred Andy McDowell and Hugh Grant.
Then
the other cast, actually, the supporting cast was great, too. Rowan Atkinson, who's also known as Mr. Bean, Kristen Scott Thomas, Sophie Thompson, John Hannah, Anna Chancellor, David Hague.
The guy who's gay that always, what's Rupert, what's his name? The guy is Rupert. There's a Rupert. Mm-hmm. There's Rupert. Tall, good-looking guy.
Yeah, no, he's not in this. I wasn't in that.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. There was, John Hanna played one half of the gay couple. The other half is an older guy, an actor, I forget his name right now, but and then he died in the movie, he's at the funeral. So,
right.
But they got everybody together, obviously not him because he died in the movie, but the whole cast got back together, and the new short film will be seen. It's from the original writer and director of the movie, and so this short film will be seen on TV on NBC May 23rd for Red Nose Day, and that will be, I'm sure, leading up to it, there'll probably be little teasers here and there.
Yeah. All right. Up next, a focus on a brand new movie that will take you out of this world right after this.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I have lost 21 pounds on Calitran. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference, so I got the Calitran and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitran really works, and it also took my hot flashes away, so it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitran. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS for Calitran's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
All right, so Chris Evans is going to star in a new movie about your past life, or his or somebody's past life anyway. The drama is called Infinite. I'm actually looking forward to this because I believe that there is real evidence that we all live past lives or have lived before, and we ought to know more about our past lives. So this is going to be something. There's a book apparently around called The Reincarnation Papers, which is something that there's a secret society of people who claim to be haunted by memories of lives, and that's sort of what this is all about. Chris Evans is the fellow that stars in Captain America. Interesting to see how this comes out. It's supposed to be, I think, coming out later this year, like for Christmas. So we'll check that out. All right, what else, ladies? What are we doing for
What's
movies?
What's the name of that book again? Reincarnation?
The Reincarnationist Papers.
Oh. Hmm.
Yeah. I think written by a guy named D. Eric, I think it's Mankranz. I can't remember. I've seen stuff of his before. Don't know how to pronounce it. Maikranz. Mm. So if you're looking it up, you can find out. Yes, it is the truth. Here we are once again fighting truth decay on the DJV program. Movie news at 59 after the hour with Victoria, Kara, and Doug on the DJV program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.